Osama bin Laden's death was confirmed by al-Qaeda in an internet statement today. The group vowed revenge against America. Bin Laden's death raises many questions about the war in Afghanistan. One is whether the U.S. might speed up a planned withdrawal. Another is, should the Afghan government cut a deal with the Taliban? In Kabul, 2,000 people staged a rally opposing compromise. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The policy of both the Obama administration and Afghan President Hamid Karzai has been to encourage peace talks with any Afghan insurgent who denounces al-Qaeda, puts down his weapons, and accepts the Afghan constitution. The death of Osama bin Laden this week may take al-Qaeda out of the equation, and some voices are suggesting it makes a peace deal and an American drawdown more imminent. That doesn't go down well with the group that gathered near the Urunus Hotel in North Kabul.
We are here together to show our protest against the negotiation with Taliban, not from a weak position. We want peace, but it's very clear, as you heard, we want a peace with dignity.
Mateen Beg, a Kabul resident, said he came out to protest President Karzai's frequent peace overtures to the Taliban and to Pakistan, which he says was complicit with bin Laden.
So we have gathered together to let the world to know that we're glad that Osama bin Laden is dead. We have been a victim of what he has done, and he has misused Islam. So we're glad, and we're just telling that the world should know that.
Among the prominent speakers was Amrullah Saleh, Karzai's former intelligence chief, who left the government last summer, many say because his anti-Pakistani positions began to clash with Karzai's desire for Pakistan's help with the peace process. Saleh entered the rally jogging among a phalanx of bodyguards, like a boxer or a political candidate. The government wants to capitulate, but we won't let that happen, he told the crowd. He went on to criticize the way Karzai often refers to the Taliban as brothers. If you're negotiating with your enemy, that's fine, Saleh said, but don't pretend they're your brothers. The crowd loved it, but it's fair to say the group gathered here represents Karzai's political opposition. The speakers included Dr. Abdullah, who ran against Karzai in 2009. Abdullah sought to tar President Karzai with some of the anger at Pakistan for apparently sheltering al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders. President Karzai has been begging for help from a country that every day is destroying Afghanistan, Abdullah said. The gathering issued a resolution demanding reforms from the Afghan government and hinted at Egypt-style street protests. But it's hard to tell if bin Laden's death in Pakistan has truly galvanized Afghans or just given ammunition to President Karzai's critics. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.